It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. We are here. Hi, dear.
Hello.
We're out on a date. Where are we?
Burger King.
The home of the Whopper.
I just dumped water all over the floor because I'm a child. I cleaned it up.
We came in because you've had a craving for a Whopper.
Yeah, like once a year I get a Whopper craving.
And we decided, because the last time we got Burger King, it really doesn't travel well. Like, maybe if you pick it up yourself and take it home, it's fine.
Not in Parma.
But, depending on, DoorDash to bring it to you, you know, you don't know how long that food's sitting before you get it.
Just even here, it's at least a 10-minute drive.
So we have we walked in. I think this is the first day of.
We didn't even know this was a thing.
No, it is called the Candy Bacon Whopper. It has candy bacon, bacon jam apparently.
They said some kind of aioli, but
garlic aioli. But
that's just fancy mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so. Give it a go.
I don't think I had any in my bite. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Kind of unnecessary. The original Whopper has plenty of flavor.
Mm-hmm. But you can still get an original Whopper, so.
Yeah, I'd say it's good.
But. This isn't bad. You know what? Let's finish eating and then we'll talk on the call. So, alright, be back in a bit. All right, you're still wearing your crown.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, your $1 million Whopper ideas.
I've got four of them.
Okay, well.
I'm not sharing them.
Oh, okay, fine.
You losers didn't have to come up with your own ideas. And when I become a Burger King millionaire, I'm gonna wear this crown everywhere.
You'll have one made of solid gold.
No, actually, I won't tell anyone. I'll become secretive and weird. Mm-mm. Weirder.
So how was your Whopper?
It was pretty good. Yes. I don't know that it was worth the three extra dollars good, but I liked the sweetness with the smokiness.
Yeah, it was like $13 for the meal.
Yeah, that seemed a lot for a Whopper meal.
Burger?
Because the regular meal was $10.
I have no problem saying this. I'm sorry to say this. I don't think Burger King is long for this world.
Well, no, and they just streamlined their menu, and it's still not great.
I mean, it worked for Taco Bell, but, I mean, they're Taco Bell.
Yeah, they don't really have a competitor.
No.
In the 2 a.m. stoner drive-thru category.
Right. Yeah, I mean, McDonald's has always eaten their lunch. That's the whole thing.
You know what Burger King has, though, is the Chris sandwich. That's pretty good.
All McDonald's has to do, if McDonald's introduced anything remotely close to a Chris sandwich, it's over. It's all over.
I'm getting in the starting lane. even though we've got waterline sewer apocalypse happening over here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how many days ago did this line bust?
Oh, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Whoa.
It's just been spewing water every day. And the worst part is that's my way to work. Because I gave up doing, you know, trying to turn left onto State Road from Brook Park.
Isn't
so.
That pure ice, though, like at certain times of day?
Eh, it hasn't been. That's gravel.
Water.
That's standing water and gravel.
Yeah, Carl didn't like that.
No, he didn't.
But that must be why they threw up those roadwork signs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nobody's working there. Nobody's done anything with it. It's still spewing water all over the place.
It's not after 7. I just never change my clocks.
I'm not changing it. Well, I don't know how to anyway. Not in this car. So you're on your own. You better hope they make daylight saving time permanent.
I'm going to be fine. It's going to change back in a couple weeks. Talking about.
On my 3D printer, I finally found out how I can automatically pause my printing, so this makes life very easy for me now. I don't have to babysit my prints anymore.
I thought you were just going to leave it running while we went to the camera.
I did. It's paused. It paused itself.
Why did it need to be paused, though? That's what I don't understand.
I have to put the magnets in.
Okay. You have to insert girder.
Yes, insert girder. And then I hit resume, and it finishes the print. It overprints the magnets, it overprints, you know, and it finishes the last couple layers, and we're done. That is, like, the coolest thing. So how's your week been?
Lawsuit palooza. I would say every time I'm like, oh, I think things are stable. They aren't. I gotta stop saying that.
Alright, I'll just keep walking. I'm not gonna stop it yet.
Great audio.
Oh yeah, you get to hear us walk. Being my size in this car is ridiculous. And, oh yeah, my pants are falling down. Yes, and I said that on the episode.
We need to get you the old man double pants retention system, the belt / suspenders combo.
Oh yes. Oh, so there we are.
Yes, go band practice this week. That's something.
Yes, I'm going to band practice. I have to rehearse. I have to rehearse drinking beer and eating pretzels.
I haven't practiced any band music over the break. I mean, I've done a lot of church music, so it's not like I'm not playing, but
right. Shall we repair to the printer room so I can finish these off?
My knee's starting to stiffen up. Walking is real weird. I dropped a treadmill box on my leg just a couple hours ago.
All right.
And it's right above my knee.
By the way, do I have enough magnets?
Oh, those are teeny.
Oh, yeah. 4x1.
So we have fish fry season coming up.
Hell yeah. The greatest season.
Yes, we'll have to hit a couple of those.
It was really good last year. Those are in.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's one of the great things about Lent. You got spooky music, you got fish fries. And then Punchki Day.
Punchki Day. You know what? I haven't had a punchki in years because I have no patience to stand in line for them.
You can get them at the grocery store.
Eh.
I don't really do donuts, so I'm not all that jazzed about them. And then Ash Wednesday this year is on Valentine's Day.
Right. Miss, we're spending Valentine's Day at your church.
Not my church.
Oh, that's right. No.
It's also my dad's birthday, so maybe afterwards we swing by my parents' house. You can meet Lady.
Right.
Their new dog. Their new old dog.
How old is Lady?
9.
Aw.
She's sweet. She definitely likes ladies. And that is probably because largely shelter staff tend to be women, so.
And
then the next day is Tamale's birthday.
Look.
So yeah, we're gonna have a busy Lent season.
Mm-hmm. Alright. And resume. Magnets are in. Oh, so. What else? What else going on?
What? So instead of punchkies, maybe for Fat Tuesday, we make pancakes. Like, basically the rest of the world does. Then you don't have to stand in line. Something you can make at home.
I know. Either that or I just go to Jack Frost Donuts and get, you know, just donuts.
Bet your boss would like if you brought in some donuts.
I should.
When's bagel day? That's what I want to
know. I have no idea. You know what? The last time I had bagels, they sat on my stomach the wrong way, and I just have not been able to eat them since. I don't know why. They just... I had a bagel, and it felt like it was sitting right there in my stomach and just didn't move.
With the last time I had a punchki, it was so much fat and sugar, I felt so horrible for the rest of the day. And being that I'm not really a donut person in the first place, I was like, you know what? I don't need to do this again. Because it's like a super jelly donut.
I know.
Like, it's like twice the disgusting gooiness. But you know, I'm game. I'll give things a try.
Alrighty.
That's all we have in food news. Upcoming food news.
Upcoming food news. Yeah, what do we have going on?
I'm going back to Pier W soon.
Ooh, lucky you.
For my aunt's 70th birthday.
Oh, wow.
So we gave her a couple options, like, what do you want to do? And she decided brunch at Pier W, it's a ladies' thing.
Cool.
Molly was briefly considering how we could sneak you and skip it and dressed in drag.
I don't think I would be too hard to spot.
I don't think it matters. You don't have to pass, you just have to be in drag. But no, it's limited availability for the reservation and such, so.
Right.
So I'll be going back to that. That's like Cleveland's fancy restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They do a brunch buffet
that
is fantastic and more affordable than like their fancy dinners.
Well, Kayla mentioned wanting to go back there, so, you know. Yeah, we should do that at some point. I think that's about it. I don't have anything. I don't have much. I mean, you know, work's been work. I'm still writing. I'm up to Deuteronomy 26 and 27 today. 7 more chapters to go.
You did this to yourself.
And then I think I'm going to take a little... I mentioned this on the Twitter. I'm going to take a little time to go back through my old posts. First of all, clean them up, because I found like several typos in an early like my earliest posts. And also, you know, add on to them since, you know, I know I'm doing a plain reading and it's, you know, supposed to be just, you know, beginning to end, but what have I learned reading the later chapters that, you know...
Well, that's the thing, you're not supposed to read the Bible beginning to end, so that's what you're learning.
But that's what people, you know, that's what, like, especially evangelicals and several fundamentalist groups will say, you know, oh, you gotta read the Bible cover to cover, and you'll, it's the instruction manual for life, and it's like, okay.
Obviously, they're idiots.
Obviously, anyone who calls this book the instruction manual for life has never read an instruction manual.
Yeah.
I actually have a post on my blog about it. Because, you know, most of your instruction manuals don't have useless information and, like, information that is way out of date.
I don't think most construction manuals are written over such a large time period and done quite as much and put together by quite as many committees.
I do a post where I compare it to the user guide and the programming manual for an LCD touchscreen. So it was a little fun, but I think it also Pastor Dave liked it. So
I'm glad you're giving him something to do, something wholesome.
Oh yeah. So you know, bible.aliencg.com, you know, go just read it, you know. It's depressing when I see, like, you know, one or two views per day. It's like
me, Mom, and Pastor Dave.
Yeah, I know. You know, like, to have more readers.
We can make you a TikTok account.
No.
You always reject my ideas, but they're such good ideas.
I mean, I could probably get a lot of, you know, yeah.
You being a crabby old man and getting hate comments.
Oh, I know. But I don't want that. I don't want to.
Have you tried joining Deconstructionist Twitter?
Oh, I'm already, I talk. Okay.
Deconstructionist Reddit, etc.
I'm mainly on the Twitter, you know, that's a lot of the, like, I follow a lot of, like, pastors and stuff that, they absolutely condone deconstruction. I mean, and I'm starting to get an idea of what it is. At first, when I first started, I was like, what is this deconstruction? And then I realized, oh, okay, it's just, you know, it's people just questioning
it's
parts of their faith.
It's critical thinking, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I never really went through a deconstruction because I don't think I ever believed. But that's a conversation for another time.
I feel like we've had that conversation.
We probably have.
Many times.
Probably.
You, it's so funny, the other day you said something like, I don't hate religion. I'm like, you love religion more than anyone I know. You're always talking about it and reading about it.
Well, it's not that I am.
It's your hobby.
It's not that I love it. It's not that I hate it.
It's your hobby.
I mean, yeah, I like writing about it. I like, you know, it's interesting to me. But,
that would be like me saying, I don't hate chips.
Oh, the other food news. We have to find them. What are they? They're Lay's,
They're Lay's IHOP chips. And I feel like Walmart's going to be the place. They're always the place that has the biggest selection.
Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Yeah, I'm thinking Walmart's probably going to be our best bet. Especially the one by me, because it's huge.
Good, you can go there.
Well, you know what I haven't had luck finding is the Ric Flair energy drink.
Oh, man. Well.
Woo.
We will have to find it.
I've looked at Giant Eagle and Walmart, which are the two places that would have it.
Well, We'll have to keep looking. If anyone out there finds it,
let us know where.
Yes. So I think that's going to do it. The candied bacon Whopper, if you can get your hands on it. If you want to try it, go for it. But
I don't feel like I got any more enjoyment out of that than I would have a regular Whopper.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm sorry. You know, yeah, I know I keep saying, you know, we're about done here, but. And this is something coming from me. I think it was too sweet.
I didn't get that at all.
I did. I think the bacon jam that they put on it is a little too.
I think it's possible we got different amounts of bacon jam.
Probably.
Because I hardly had any at all.
And yeah, it just, I don't know. It was too sweet to me.
I think we had inconsistent Whopper experiences.
Probably.
Because the one bite I had didn't have any bacon in it at all.
Is that weird coming from me, saying something is too sweet?
Yeah, that's why I think that. I think there was shenanigans happening with our sandwiches. They were having some struggles in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
They were training someone new, it sounded like.
Yeah, you know what? Stick with the regular Whopper. Anyway, happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.